also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. Here's a look at your Flemington weather. Expect mostly sunny skies today, high of 84 degrees. Tonight, the overnight lows are 58 degrees. Tomorrow, first day of autumn in Flemington. Mother Nature did not get the memo. High of 81 degrees. Overnight lows of 57. Then Saturday and Sunday, expect temperatures in the mid-80s under mostly sunny skies. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterton County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterton County. On today's show, there's still another 9 days left in September to save money at local businesses using your HCL library card. The entry deadline for the Hunterton County Library Amateur Photography Show is fast approaching. You don't want to miss out on participating in this fun annual event. Jennifer Winbury picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. The Manhattan Short Film Festival, a gingerbread competition, a turkey tray raffle, and so much more to tell you about on today's library show. Good morning, I'm Jim Thatch, Jennifer Winberry, normally the producer of this fine show, is not present today. She's out fighting crime under her alias, the Flying Bookworm. So look for her in the skies over Flemington. We have a lot to talk about. I don't have Jennifer to interrupt me today, so I may go off on some tangents. We'll see. Jennifer Winberry, we miss her. Good luck out there, Jennifer. Be safe. A Hunterton County Library card discounts. September, every September is National Library Card Month. You may or may not know that. At the Hunterton County Library, we celebrate by offering discounts to local businesses just by showing your Hunterton County Library card. It's through the month of September, so today is September 21st, so you have 9 days left to visit one of these local businesses and save some money. I'll quickly run down the list for you. We have Be Here Yoga. Show your library card there, and you'll get a new student three-pack for just $25 and a fourth class free. Gymnastics Unlimited. Hunterton County YMCA will give you one free week for the entire family. You heard me right. No limitations to that offer. USA Karate and Fitness will also give you one free week to kind of test run what they offer. Basil Bandwagon Natural Market, both locations, that's Clinton and Flemington, will give you 10% off any item. Grateful Bites over here on Route 12 in Flemington, free coffee with a purchase of a scone. Jersey Mike Subs, any regular sub, chips, and drink, just $7.50. Italian Bakery and Cafe, you get $1 off a $10 purchase. Lone Eagle Brewing, I must say I've been using this one quite often. You get $1 off your first pint, flight, or growler per visit. That's Lone Eagle Brewing right over here on Stengel Road. The Mixing Bowl, 20% off any in-stock purchase. Pambies, 20% off any order. Apologize for the pause. Red Mill Museum Village, $2 off any regular admission. St. Paul Christian Preschool will give you a free T-shirt if you show your library card. Great Clips, both locations in Flemington and Clinton, $2 off a regularly priced haircut. Jersey Community Acupuncture, a two-for-one new patient special. Leo Family Dental, get a free dental hygiene kit, one per card. Bluefish Clothing, 10% off total purchases in-store only. J. Jill, the Shops of Flemington, 30% off any regularly priced item. Enjoy Yourself, that cute little gift shop over on Stengel Road, $5 off any purchase of $25 or more. Crown Trophy of Flemington, our friend Jim Gonneau will give you 10% off trophy and sign orders. Darrow's Sporting Edge will give you 15% off in-stock purchases. Sneakers Plus and Chris Skakis, 20% off your entire purchase. Act 2 Books, buy one book, get another 50% off. Get a free bargain book just for stopping in. Beyond Bijou, 50% off, you heard me correctly. 50% off one item. That's in Center Street in Clinton, Beyond Bijou. The Book Garden, 10% off most items in the store and 20% off of new hardcover books. Comic Fusion, 10% discount off of any one item. Ink Junction, 10% off of purchases of $65 or more. Fish and Pets Plus, get a free betta fish and 10% off a live fish. Higgins News Agency, large coffee for 99 cents. The Spinnery, that's located in Frenchtown, 10% discount off of any supply or class. Stowaway Self-Storage, 50% off your first month's rental. Twice Told Tales, the Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, which is over here on Bloomsbury Avenue. I'm sorry, Bloomfield Avenue. 10% off your entire purchase. And finally, the Vintage Shop, located in Clinton. 10% discount on everything over $20. So celebrate National Library Card with us by saving money for your Christmas shopping. It's not too far away to start thinking about Christmas. End of September, this is the time of year. You can just have it in the back of your mind. The Library Show is a big fan of Christmas. If you have not listened to the show previously in the past, right, we've got a couple minutes before our first commercial break. Let me tell you about an exciting fundraising event happening at the Flemington Elks Lodge to benefit the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. It's their annual Tricky Tray Basket Raffle. It's going to be Saturday, October 7th, 2017, at the Flemington Elks Lodge, which is on Route 31 in Flemington, kind of right across from Buffalo Wild Wings over there in the Lowe's Plaza. So easy to find. Doors open at 12:30 p.m., and the drawings begin at 2:45 p.m. Raffle ticket sales end at 2:15 p.m., and all raffle tickets must be entered in by 2:30. For more info and tickets, you can email fohclfriends@gmail.com, or you can call 908-806-8016. Admission is $15 in advance and $20 at the door. That includes a light snack and one sheet of level one tickets. Admission limited to only 150 people, so make sure you either do that in advance or get early to the door. There are three prize levels. Level one, it's $3 for a sheet of 26 tickets. Level two prizes, which I'm assuming are a little more valuable, one sheet, 26 tickets, are $6. And then the grand prizes, tickets are $5 each or five for $20. Some of the prizes included this year in the Tricky Tray are Walt Disney World passes. I know for a fact those are very valuable. gift cards and certificates, sports collectibles, wine baskets, an Echo Dot, household items, DVD movies, arts, crafts, and jewelry from local artists, and many other items. I forgot to do that this year. I was going to draw a picture for them to donate, and I was remiss in doing that, unfortunately. So I will remember to do that for next year's Friends of the Hunterdon County Library Trigger Tray. If any of the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library are actually listening, hold me to that promise. It's on the air. It's in the archives. I know Jennifer will if she's listening to the archives. I also want to mention quickly, we got a couple minutes still before the first commercial break. Boy, I hope we've brought enough to talk about here. But it's the Hunterdon County Library. There's always so much going on. I will not run out of things to say. I used to be a shy person when I was young. Some people hear that I have a radio show and I host trivia nights at Lone Eagle Brewery. I do other things. You would not have recognized me. They would never have known that I was such a shy child and a shy person growing up. I don't know what happened here. I don't know what happened. Be a case study for some doctor, I think. Let me tell you about the HCL Amateur Photography Show. Every October at the Hunterdon County Library, open to amateur photographers of the local area. The entry deadline is coming up fast. It's a week from this Friday, September 29th. We accept the first 100 photographers, amateur photographers. Everyone's a photographer. Everybody with an iPhone, anyway. You've been taking pictures. I know you have. Some of them have come out good. Why don't you scroll through that phone and check them out? If one of them is really good, print it out. You want to enter this show. Like I said, only the first 100 photographers that enter will be accepted, but we still have room, and there's still a week to enter. We'll probably get right about to 100, maybe a little less. So you have a week to enter, and I highly suggest it. I mean, this would be a good opportunity to, this could be starting you down a new path in life. Print out this picture, you get to display it to the public. A piece of your artwork on the gallery wall at the Hunterdon County Library for an entire month. Somebody might see it, and then who knows what would happen. So we have awards for first place in several categories, including black and white. There's a student category also, and there's also subcategories like abstract still life, people in human interest, scenic landscapes, Hunterdon scene, florals, wildlife, and I'm sure there's a couple more. There are cash prizes for first place winners, as well as a cash prize for the Public's Choice Award. So throughout the month, the patrons that come in and see the show will vote for their favorite photograph, and we'll give an award to who the patrons think is the best. Otherwise, we have a very well-known judge to add star power to our photography show. He's Walter Horoszewski. You may know his coffee table books that you've seen in bookstores and around. He's done one in Hunterdon County and New Jersey and many other places. He's our judge, and he also does a program for us on the night of the award ceremony, which is Wednesday, October 11th at 6:30 p.m. We have an award ceremony with refreshments, so you can come in and see who won this year's show, and then stick around, and Walter Horoszewski will tell you all about famous photographs and the stories behind them. So it's a great thing we've been doing at the Hunterdon County Library for the past 25 years or so, the HCL Amateur Photography Show. You won't want to miss it. Even if you don't enter, make sure to stop by the Hunterdon County Library sometime during the month of October and check it out. So let's go to our first commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the Hunterdon County Library Show right after this.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm flying solo today, not unlike Charles Lindbergh those many years ago when he, that's a bad analogy, I apologize. Jennifer Winberry is not with us today. She's out on some library business. But that's not going to stop us from playing today in history. Jennifer can check the archives and answer these questions herself. Every Thursday at this time, I ask Jennifer some questions about events that happen on the current date. Today is Thursday, September 21st. I ask her about some events that have happened on this date in years past, and I also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on September 21st, and see if she knows who they are just by name recognition. Before we start, I want to make one personal note, since I don't know, I can do that, no one's here to stop me. I became a grandfather this Monday. A grandfather, yes. I'm still kind of wrestling with that a little bit, but life goes on. A grandfather. My son William and his significant other Shelby had a baby boy. They named him Fisher. My wife will be going by, I think it's Nana. I don't remember. And I'll be going by Papa. That's what my father went by. So a tentpole moment in the the lives of the Thatches. So congratulations to them. And now for today in history. Hopefully it's not too depressing after that, but I think we've got positive things today. Yes, we do. Let's go back to 1780. 1780, on September 20th, in September 80, Benedict Arnold did something not so great in the course of the American Revolutionary War. What did Benedict Arnold do on this date in 1780 that made him notorious, let's say? I'll read all of these, and then I'll go back and tell you, give Jennifer time as she's listening to the archives, or anyone listening to the archives, to formulate their answers. Let's go to up to 1937. What book was published today? Epic book by J.R.R. Tolkien. Which J.R.R. Tolkien book was published today? And then finally in 1981, who was unanimously approved by the U.S. Senate to be the first female Supreme Court justice? That happened on this date in 1981. People who were born on September 21st. Did I say 20? Have I been saying 20th? It's September 21st, so I know these are correct. I get a little confused. I'm a grandfather, after all. 1912, Chuck Jones was born on September 21st. Chuck Jones. In 1931, Larry Hagman was born on this date. 1944, Fanny Flagg was born on September 21st. Bill Murray was born on this date in 1950. Ethan Coen was born on September 21st in 1957. And finally, Luke Wilson. Luke Wilson, born on this date in 1971. And then I have two people who have died on September 21st. Chief Joseph is the first one. And the second one in 2007, I'm sorry, Chief Joseph was died in 1904 on this date. And in 2007, Alice Ghostly died. That one is specifically for Jennifer. She'll be the only one, I think, who knows who Alice Ghostly is. So let's go over the answers. Benedict Arnold did what on this date in 1780? He gave the British the plans to West Point. He turned traitor, pretty much, on this date in 1780, and the rest, as they say, is history. 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien published The Hobbit. He published The Hobbit, and then we just made a trilogy movie about it, which I didn't think was very good. Too drawn out. A band of dwarves go up against pretty much the rest of the world and defeat them. A little far-fetched, even for my taste. And I'm saying The Lord of the Rings, I thought, was an excellent pinnacle of movie making. The Hobbit, I think they were just in it for the money. I hope Peter Jackson isn't listening to today's program. But if he is, Peter, I said it. Moving on, Sandra Day O'Connor was unanimously approved by the U.S. Senate to be the first female Supreme Court Justice. Sandra Day O'Connor. People that were born on this day, Chuck Jones. Chuck Jones, you may know, gained his most fame by writing and animating and directing all those Bugs Bunny, or most of those Bugs Bunny cartoons. Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, that was Chuck Jones's wit and humor. 1931, Larry Hagman, of course, played J.R. Ewing in the series Dallas. And before that, Colonel Nelson, I believe his name was, in I Dream of Jeannie. That's Larry Hagman. Fanny Flagg. Now, this was interesting to me. Fanny Flagg, I only knew her for being a panelist on the game show Match Game. That's the only way I knew her. I did a little research, and here she was a novelist and actually wrote the novel Fried Green Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe. That was written by Fanny Flagg, and which became a movie, Fried Green Tomatoes. I'll even give you a DVD tip if you have not seen Fried Green Tomatoes. It stars, I forget who the blonde girl is in it, the star, but it's also Kathy Bates. It's an interesting tale about the South. Fried Green Tomatoes. I recommend it. Bill Murray, of course, veteran Saturday Night Live actor and a veteran of many, many comedy movies. An American treasure, Bill Murray. I don't think I have to spell that one out to Jennifer. Ethan Coen is one of the Coen brothers who makes such movies as Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? My favorite Coen brother movie, and if you have not seen it, I highly recommend this movie as well. It's called Raising Arizona, starring Nicolas Cage, Holly Hunter, John Goodman, and some other people. A very, very funny movie about a couple that can't have children themselves and kidnapped a child for the right reasons. But, of course, that's not the, just in case you're thinking that's the way to, something to do if you need a child. It didn't go well for them. But it was a very, very funny movie. The Coen brothers famous for their dialogue and very catchy sayings and things that you'll have in your head after seeing a Coen brother movie. And then Luke Wilson, of course, I guess I best know him for, he played the Godfather in the movie Old School, which also starred Will Ferrell. Luke Wilson, brother of Owen Wilson, who was in Wedding Crashers and Zoolander, among many others. So that's of Luke Wilson. For the life of me, I can't think of a second movie he was in. Moving on to Chief Joseph. Chief Joseph was leader of the Nez Perce Indian tribe, and he's most famous for saying this quote, "From where the sun now stands." I know I'm not going to do Chief Joseph justice here, but I'll say it as best as I can. "From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever." Which now signifies the end of the way of life of our Native Americans out in this country. So Chief Joseph, that I read further about that, and I understand that they may not have been his words. It might have been a poet who wrote those words and who was supposed to be taking down what Chief Joseph said. He might have actually put that in himself. But hopefully not. Let's just assume Chief Joseph did say that. I'm not going to try to say that name three times fast because I'm stumbling over it saying it one time. And then finally, Alice Ghostly. Alice Ghostly was a kind of a secondary actress, was in a lot of things. Jennifer's going to know her for playing, I think her name was Mrs. Murdoch, in the film Grease. Jennifer is one of Jennifer's favorite movies, Grease. She was the shop teacher that helped the guys build Grease Lightning. That was, Murdoch was her name. That was Alice Ghostly. I'm sure she was in other things, a lot of sitcoms and things like that. But that's how Jennifer, if Jennifer would have known who she was, that would have been how. Alice Ghostly died on this date 10 years ago. Okay, back to some library business. It's 11:27. In about a half hour, Jim Gonneau from Crown Trophy will be coming in to talk to you. And his show, Taking Care of Business. Let's move on. I got some more trivia for Jennifer, actually, since she enjoys trivia. And I mentioned earlier, I am a trivia host over at Lone Eagle Brewing, who I believe are chamber members, so I think I can talk about them. Lone Eagle Brewing, because I know Bob King was on a guest of Chris's, Chris Bianca's 1 week. Bob King, owner, co-owner of Lone Eagle Brewing, was a guest of Chris's, and I listened to that whole show. They did a really nice interview. I forget the date of that, but it's in the archives somewhere if you want to hunt and peck for that interview. But Lone Eagle Brewing has trivia nights quarterly, like four times a year, trivia competitions, three-night competitions. We had one last night. So I brought some questions in for Jennifer. I'll ask them, and I'll answer them. But we'll do that in a little while. It's 11:28. Let's talk about the Hunterdon County Library Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. We've been doing this every year for the past, I would say, 6 or 7 years, and it's been growing in popularity every year. The Gingerbread Competition at the Hunterdon County Library, on display throughout the month of December. So it's not too early. We've got the entry forms out. If you would like an entry form for our gingerbread competition, let me start there. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, there's a link to click on, and you can print out an entry form, fill that out, and get it into us so you're committed, so you're ready to go. Or you can pick one up at any of the Hunterdon County Libraries, and shortly you'll be able to pick one up at the Hunterdon County Chamber offices once I send Chris over a PDF. So, the Gingerbread Competition, from December 5th to December 31st, the deadline to enter is Friday, November 18th. Still got plenty of time to think and dream of what you would want to build, and I'll tell you the particulars about that. Actually, I'll tell you right now. So you have two choices for what you can create out of candy and gingerbread. Since the Hunterdon County Chamber is our sponsor, you can build something from Hunterdon County, any kind of Hunterdon County building, your own house, a historic building, a scene, anything. Anything Hunterdon County that your mind thinks of is acceptable. And since the Hunterdon County Library, the Friends of the Library, are our other sponsor, a scene or an edifice from a storybook, either in a novel or a kid's book or anything in between. An example would say be Hogwarts or the old house in Paris covered with vines from the Madeline books. Something along those lines. We have several categories. So you don't have to go it alone if you don't want to. But if you do, here are the categories. We have a kids-only category for up to 12 years old. So the kids just do it themselves. We have a student category, ages 13 through 18. We have an adult individual category, so you just want to build one yourself. We have the popular family category, where your whole family can enter, do it together. A great family project. Could start a Christmas tradition right there. Then we have a group category for groups like schools or churches or maybe scouts or something like that. They can do it themselves. And then we have a professional category. So you can just fit into one of those groups. We offer prizes, cash prizes, for first place in each group. Plus, we have several honorable mentions. And then we're going to have a big welcome reception for everyone who enters the competition, complete with refreshments. And we'll be doing that on a date that I'm having trouble finding on the flyer. Hold on one second here. Here it is, Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. in HAL's Bookmark Cafe. We'll have a welcome reception where all the people who entered our show can come, meet each other. We'll announce the winners then. And we're going to do something else that night, too. Drawing a blank. That's Wednesday, December 6th at 6 p.m. Chris Phelan from the Chamber will be on hand to hand out the awards. Jennifer Winberry, Assistant Director of the Hunterdon County Library, will be there as well. We'll have refreshments that night. We'll announce the winners. And then if you want to stay around at 7 o'clock, pianist Paul Biasacci will be putting on a free concert in our meeting room. And you're welcome to stay and enjoy that as well. So if you have not been by the Hunterdon County Library any of the previous 6 or 7 Decembers, we set the gingerbread houses up in our gallery and in our lobby, and it's quite the treat for the eyes and the nose. So this is the Hunterdon County Library Gingerbread Competition, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And if you're thinking right now that you don't know how to make gingerbread, if that's going to be your excuse, well, we have a recipe for gingerbread right on the entry form, as well as a recipe for royal icing. So that excuse is gone. So it's a great opportunity to be creative. And everyone who's done it has had a lot of fun doing it. So I highly recommend it, especially if it's, like I said, a great family event. That's the gingerbread competition at the Hunterdon County Library. And this is the other big thing I have. It's 11:34. I have to go to a commercial break at 11:45. If I keep telling myself that, I'll remember. 11:45. So it's 11:34 right now. The big event coming up very soon at the Hunterdon County Library, actually coming up next week, is our Manhattan Short Film Festival, where you be the judge. You're not going to want to miss this one either. We're introducing the 10 finalists of the Manhattan Short Film Festival. This year, the Manhattan Short Film Festival received 1,615 entries from over 75 countries, from which 10 finalists were selected. These 10 short films will screen more than 1,000 times in over 250 cities on 6 continents during the week of September 28th through October 8th. And the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library are pleased to announce that we are two of the venues that will be showing these short films. I'll give you the dates in a moment of when we'll be showing them. The big thing is, when you come, the judges, we need you to be a judge, the audience. When you enter the film festival at either the North County Branch or the Hunterdon County Library, you'll be handed a ballot that allows you to vote for the best short film, the best actor, at the conclusion of the program. And the votes will be sent to Manhattan Shorts headquarters, and the winner will be announced at the manhattanshort.com on Monday, October 9th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. The directors and actors are anxiously awaiting your decisions. So this is how it works. We're going to be showing 10 short films. Each short film is probably about 10 to 15 minutes long. So in total, we're talking maybe 2 hours to see 10 films. And then you will judge which one you think was the best film, plus which actor in one of the films that you thought was the best. And they may win, eventually, an Academy Award. So here are, I'll name the films and briefly what they're about. The first film is Do No Harm. A single-minded surgeon is forced to break her physician's oath when violent gangsters storm into a hospital to stop a crucial operation. That movie's from New Zealand. From Spain, we have Behind. A divorced mother is obsessed with the idea that her ex-husband is plotting to take her baby away from her. From the USA, we have A Fickle Bickle. Left alone in a magnificent mansion after the forgetful owner goes on vacation, a plumber contacts his high school crush, knowing she's always been a gold digger. She might have changed. I don't know. We'll have to see. Come see Fickle Bickle and see for yourself. From the United Kingdom, we have Hope Dies Last. During World War II, a prisoner working as a barber for the Nazis fears every haircut may be his last. From Spain again, we have Perfect Day. With a $10 million business deal set to close and a date, David figures today will be the best day of his life. Not quite. From Latvia, we have Just Go. A young man who lost both his legs to a childhood accident comes to the rescue of the girl he loves when she is victimized by villains. From Syria, we have Mare Nostrum. On a Mediterranean shore, a Syrian father's decision to give his daughter a better life puts her in danger of losing it. From Italy, we have Viola Franca. Sicily, 1965, Franca is being forced to marry her rapist to avoid becoming a pariah in her traditionalist community, but she rebels against the established custom. In a nutshell, from Switzerland, love, war, and the myriad states of humanity and the world condensed into a visual summation, that's a treat for the eyes. And then finally, 8 minutes from Soviet Georgia. With the end of the world fast approaching, an aging musician realizes one last feat of magic is required of him. So this is the Manhattan Short Film Festival. Don't miss it. Here are the dates. Got a pen? Write them down or put them on the notes of your iPhone, however you need to remember. Thursday, September 28th at 6 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters. And then we will repeat it at the Hunterdon County Library headquarters on Saturday, October 7th at 2 p.m. So that's Thursday. That's a week from today. Thursday, September 28th at 6 p.m. And then Saturday, October 7th at 2 p.m. We ask that you call to reserve a seat because seating is limited. The phone number to call is 908-788-1434. It is 11:39 currently. I'm going to go to our commercial break a little bit early, so I have plenty of time to do a little trivia and then tell you all about all of the programs we have coming up for the rest of September and the plethora of programs we have coming up in October. We'll be back right after these commercial breaks.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterton is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterton County's businesses. Advancing Hunterton engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterton, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterton.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. Jennifer Winberry, unfortunately, is not with us today. She'll be back next week. We've got about 15 minutes left of the Hunterton County Library Show. Quick recap of your weather. Summer returns just in time for fall. Expect a gorgeous hot weekend. Temperatures in the mid-80s. We also want to send out prayers for everyone in the path of Hurricane Maria, who is currently just left Puerto Rico and is working her way into the Caribbean. So hopefully she'll take that right turn and stay away from the United States, but that remains to be seen. So our prayers and thoughts go out to everyone affected by Hurricane Maria, as well as that those earthquakes in Mexico and Harvey and Irma. So hopefully everyone recovers from that. Okay, this is for Jennifer. She's not here. This is for everyone. Everyone who likes trivia. Everybody likes trivia. Let's go through a few trivia rounds that we did last night at Lone and Go Brewing, located on Stengel Road in Flemington. Give you some trivia questions first. I'll do a themed round for you. Let's see how we do. I'll go through all the questions first, and then I'll give you the answers. And then we'll wrap up today's show with some upcoming programs. We have a lot coming up at the Hunterton County Library, as we always do, in September, October, through the end of the year. But I'll only go through about October. Let's see. Okay, here's some general trivia for you. Number one, the card game Klondike is better known by what name? Klondike. Number two, the part on the inside of a bell that swings to make it ring. What is that part called? According to the Mayan long count calendar, what year did they predict that the world would end? The Mayans predicted the world would end in what year according to their long count calendar? What is the name of the family that Mary Poppins becomes nanny for in the 1964 classic Walt Disney movie? Mary Poppins, what was the last name of the family? What is the capital of Tennessee? Straightforward question for you there. How about this one? How many boxing weight classes are there between middleweight and heavyweight? How many boxing weight classes between middleweight and heavyweight? What are the names of Prince William and Kate Middleton's children? Fall arrives in Flemington this week. I think I've mentioned that on the show. Within 6 hours either way, what day and time is the official beginning of autumn? I need a day and a time. Which Great Lake is the only one located entirely within the United States? And finally, what is the three-word slogan of the television show Survivor? The television show Survivor has a three-word slogan that It's kind of a tip on how to win their game. Okay, that's our general trivia. Let's go back and get the answers. Klondike is better known as the game of solitaire. Klondike. Solitaire. Same game. The inside of a bell that swings to make it ring? Well, that's a clapper. A clapper. The Mayans predicted that the world would end in 2012. Banks. Banks was the last name of the family that Mary Poppins becomes nanny for. And Walt Disney is making a new Mary Poppins movie that will be coming out next year called Mary Poppins Returns. Looking forward to that one. What is the capital of Tennessee? It is not Knoxville. It is Nashville. Nashville is the capital of Tennessee. How many boxing weight classes are there between middleweight and heavyweight? There are three, believe it or not. Super middleweight, light heavyweight, and cruiserweight. Prince William and Kate Middleton have two children, George and Charlotte. Fall arrives at 4:02 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, September 22nd. Lake Michigan is the only Great Lake located entirely within the United States, Lake Michigan. And to win this show, Survivor, you must outwit, outplay, and outlast. That's how you win Survivor. Okay, and I'll do one more round for you. This round is called Riddle Me This. I'm going to give you 10 riddles. You just need to answer them for me. 10 riddles. So really, no trivia knowledge needed here. No knowledge about history, geography. That's not going to help you here. All right, see if you can answer these riddles. What is full of holes but still holds water? What is full of holes but still holds water? I am an odd number. Take away one letter and I become even. I am an odd number. Take away one letter and I become even. What is so delicate that saying it breaks it? Saying its name breaks it. Let me say that one more time. What is so delicate that saying its name breaks it? Here's number four. I'm going to give you 10 riddles. Number four is, there is a boat full of people, but not a single person on board. How is that possible? There's a boat full of people, but not a single person on board. How is that possible? Number five, where does Friday come before Thursday? Where does Friday come before Thursday? Number six, what gets wetter the more it dries? What gets wetter the more it dries? What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, and never in a thousand years? What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, and never in 1,000 years? What type of cheese is made backwards? What type of cheese is made backwards? Number nine, what begins and ends in E, but only has one letter? What begins and ends in E, but only has one letter? And finally, number 10, I am tall when I am young, but short when I am old. What am I? I am tall when I am young, but short when I am old. What am I? Okay, let's go over the answers. What is full of holes but still holds water? That would be a sponge. A sponge. I am an odd number. Take away one letter and I become even. That's seven. Take away the S and you literally have the word even. What is so delicate that saying its name breaks it? Silence. The word silence is so delicate that you saying by saying its name, you break it. Boat full of people, but not a single person on board. How's that possible? It's because they're all married. Everyone on the boat is married, so there's no single people on board. Friday comes before Thursday, in the dictionary, or the alphabet in the dictionary. What gets wetter the more it dries? A towel. A towel gets wetter the more it dries. What occurs once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? The letter M. The letter M is once in a minute, twice in a moment, but does not appear in the words 1,000 years. What type of cheese is made backwards? That's Edam. Edam, E-D-A-M, literally the word made backwards, is Edam. What begins and ends in E, but only has one letter? That's envelope. Envelope. And finally, I am tall when I am young, but I am short when I am old. What am I? I was looking for a candle. A candle is tall when it's young and short when it's old. That's today's trivia. Okay, let's wrap up today's library show. It's 11:52. We have 5 minutes left before Jim Gannot walks through that door and takes care of some business. All right, we have our Pause to Read program all year at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. This is a great little program. You can come, your children, or you can come and read to professional therapy dogs. We have books there, and we have therapy dogs there. All ages and abilities are welcome. So this takes place every Wednesday at the Hunterdon County Library at 4 o'clock. Every Wednesday at 4 o'clock, stop by. We have a meeting room full of therapy dogs that you can sit and pet and read to. It's a lot of fun. We also do it at the North County Branch Library on Saturdays between 10:45 and 11:30 a.m. This is our Pause to Read program. All the programs I'm telling you about right now are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Just go to our webpage. There's an events calendar in the bottom right corner. Click on that, and all the flyers to all these programs will come up. And you can pick and choose which ones interest you and come visit us at the Hunterdon County Library or the North County Branch Library. How about Halloween fun with Mad Science at the North County Branch Library on Tuesday, October 24th, 2017? Through science and magic, see a paper spider turn into a real live spider. Watch as a wicked witch is melted right before your eyes. All will have an evening of gruesome goodness and fun. So this is a program for children age 5 and up, Tuesday, October 24th, 2017, at the North County Branch Library. Also at the North County Branch Library. I'm skipping around to kind of tell you the variety of shows we have. We have a library seat exchange. We don't just rent books or rent. Jennifer would have hated if I heard me say rent. No, we lend books. We lend seeds as well. Our seed exchange includes seeds from Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, Botanical Interest, Burpee Seeds, Hudson Valley Seed, and Stokes. It also includes seeds donated by local gardeners who wish to reduce, reuse, and recycle and share with fellow gardeners and or preserve heirloom varieties. Commercial seeds are kept separate from the homegrown seeds. So before you purchase your seeds next winter, be sure to check what seeds are available for you to take home from the NCB Library Seed Exchange. For more information on this, call 908-730-6135. We have a concert tonight at the North County Branch Library. Our old friend Jack McDade performs songs from past to present. He'll be joined by pianist Rick Charwin and also a special guest appearance by Jamie and Nancy DeJesus. So Dick Clark, I kind of gave away what I was going to say. Jack McDade, if you may not know, is a local celebrity. He was Dick Clark's very first guest on his show Bandstand, American Bandstand. His first guest was Jack McDade. So he's still going strong, Jack McDade. He's a Sinatra-style singer, but he's going to be all over the map in this program, singing Broadway show tunes as well as the Beatles, rock music, as well as the classic Sinatra songs. Also a very funny comedian and does a lot of stand-up jokes between his songs. So a very nice variety show that we've had at the North County Branch and the Hunterdon County Library for several years. That's Jack McDade, a local treasure, Jack McDade. I think Jennifer would want me to tell you that her program on Saturday, September 30th at 2 p.m. is called Holland in Tulip Time with gardening expert Judy Gladstein. She'll present images of beautiful flowers, the canals, and the windmills on this casual stroll through the Dutch countryside. And it will include history of tulips and their introduction to the West. Once again, this is Saturday, September 30th at 2 p.m. Another program Jennifer booked for all of you is The Lights on Broadway with Dr. James Cain. This sounds very interesting. There's a reason why the lights on Broadway shine the brightest of them all. Dr. Cain will lead a lecture and CD musical tour of the Broadway stage, including Oklahoma, South Pacific, Les Miserables, Carousel, Meet Me in St. Louis, and The King and I. Dr. Cain is a former teacher, prep school, headmaster, principal, etc., etc. So this is Tuesday, October 3rd at 7 p.m. Join Dr. James Cain as he talks about the lights on Broadway. Let me give you just one more. Wednesday, October 4th, this is somebody I brought in. The best of new and traditional country with the band Due South. They're one of New Jersey's top country bands performing hits from artists such as Brooks and Dunn, Dierks Bentley, Lady Antebellum, Sugarland, Keith Urban, to name just a few. Also covers Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash. A very versatile and very good country band. So if you're into country music, I highly recommend coming to the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, October 4th at 7 p.m. All of our programs are free and open to the public. You're welcome just to come on by. We suggest that you make reservations, and you can do so through our webpage, hclibrary.us, or by calling the Hunterdon County Library. And I believe that's going to be all for me today. I thank you for listening. Jennifer Winberry will be back with us next week. But stay tuned for some news, and then we're going to have Jim Ganell. Have a good day, everyone. And all till we meet again. Adios, au revoir, au revoir. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Natural disasters wreaking havoc and continuing to dominate the news, including Hurricane Maria, which has devastated much of Puerto Rico. Here's Sharon Reed.
Hurricane Maria left Puerto Rico completely without power. The governor says it could be out there for months. The Category 3 storm is expected to turn away from the U.S. mainland as it heads north, but it could still produce dangerous swells along the east coast this weekend.
In Mexico, the country's deadliest earthquake in 32 years has killed at least 245 people. That 7.1 magnitude quake striking on Tuesday. 2 days later, they're still pulling survivors from the rubble, including in Mexico City, where at least 50 people have been pulled out alive in the past 24 hours. The Labor Department says first-time unemployment benefit claims last week were down, 259,000 workers filing them. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs, you may qualify for substantial savings. So get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776 for free information. 800-735-1776. That's 800-735-1776.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller now wants the White House to turn over documents for the Russia probe, as reports are federal investigators want the documents related to the president.